Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jolly Jarvis, and today we're going to be talking about evolving and updating your business. Now, this isn't a theory-based podcast today. This is talking in real life using my businesses as an example of evolving and changing. As you can imagine, businesses, markets, people, your ideal customers, and you all change over time. I've been doing a lot of work around my ideal customer recently, and as we look to tweak and change the selling with that sleaze offer, I was looking to get more of an idea of my ideal customers and who I wanted to introduce into my world. Selling Without Sleaze is here to help people who don't enjoy selling. Fundamentally, that's what it was set up for. But they felt that they had to do sales for their business anyway. So they're reluctant sellers, they're people who don't necessarily want to sell. In the last 12 months, I've become an Amazon best-selling author in 11 categories across 4 countries. I've grown the podcast by 500%. I've grown my email list by 230%. I've spoke at prestigious online masterminds, and I've helped over 2,000 business owners through my book and my programs to improve their businesses. All this was with a focus on sales and selling without sleaze. But what I was finding was that the work that I've been doing with clients over the past 12 months since the Selling Without Sleaze book launch has gone far beyond just sales. Okay, now I'm a big fan of sales. Without sales in your business, you do not have a business, you have a hobby. And that's very much what I've always been saying. The problem comes is when you do have sales, they can bring their own challenges and their own issues. And what I was finding was either clients were starting out having problems with sales and then it was evolving to have other challenges, or the reason they weren't having sales was because of an element in their business. And so my role and the reason why, you know, I was supporting them and working through these things with them was because, you know, I firmly believe in getting results for people. You know, whatever it takes, whatever element of that business needs work. It doesn't make sense from my point of view to leave somebody in the lurch or to leave them with problems outstanding, because I'm like, well, I just was here to help you with the sales and, you know, I've ticked that box, so see you later. Also, you know, I've taken on clients who've said, you know what, it's not actually a sales thing, I can get sales, the problem is this thing, which is either related further along down the sales process. I've been looking at their business structure, their systems, their productivity, their life balance, basically get, you know, more hours out of their day where they can actually not be working. I'm switching from face-to-face to resources that they can point in the direction of, etc., etc. So, you know, it's really evolved from just sales. I can't remember the last time I reviewed a sales call with a client, and I really enjoy doing that. And it became really obvious to me a few weeks ago when I did some corporate work again, that the difference, the how I missed talking around sales, but also how much I enjoyed working with this cohort of clients that I have been working with. These clients came to me because of the follow-up process that we'd had in place when we were sending out the book. So they had purchased the book when I or one of the team had contacted them. That was where the, you know, initial calls and initial further conversations occurred. Had we not approached them, it turns out, when I surveyed them, which again, I would strongly encourage you to do, I found that less than 1% had actually been planning to reach out to find out more about working with me, mainly because they weren't sure I could help. I was the lady who, purely by my own messaging, I'd kind of position myself as the lady who talks about sales without being sleazy. So they didn't see that their problem was, you know, specifically a sales issue. And in some cases, it really wasn't. And so they weren't able to think, you know what, actually, maybe she can help with this. But it wasn't, you know, can you help me with my sales calls? We changed that messaging with the sales funnel. So when we revamped it for Selling Without Sleaze, taking a step back and getting expert insights on that front end, that's the, you know, the initial message, what I'm going out to the world with, hey, this is what I do. How I showed up and introduced myself isn't helping me to attract the clients I thoroughly enjoy working with and can really get those results for, which, you know, they are life-changing. Sales is life-changing. But there is more to life. There is more to a business than sales. Sales is the lifeblood to that business. But once that is sorted out, there are so many other elements and so many moving parts that support that. And without those elements in place, that sustainability of that sale isn't necessarily there. The challenge is that I don't want to change what Selling Without Sleaze stands for. The techniques and everything that is involved in Selling Without Sleaze and the resources that people get when they're after support in their sales is like second to none. It is amazing. They can have a massive impact, but it is my approach with Selling Without Sleaze is idealistic. It's reliant on people who I'm giving them what they need, but it's not necessarily not as open and appealing to the guys that I really want to work with, you know, who are probably wanting to run a mile with sales. And so they're not saying, you know what, yeah, I want to do sales. I want to do it without being sleazy. They're just being like, I just don't want to do it, guys. And I want to create an offer that attracts them in their droves, so that I can work with them, I can make the change, I can help them to create the business that they are looking for. I have been there myself with wanting to create a business that works for me, that works around my life outside of work, what's giving me the fulfillment that I want from running my own business and that sense of achievement. And so, you know, I want to be in a position where people are coming to me, understanding how I can help them and wanting more of that piece of pie. It's about time that my messaging reflected that. And so a few of you will have seen the post that I've been putting in my group a couple of weeks ago about reviewing your ideal customer, especially when looking at creating new offers. Well, I've been doing that. So I've looked at my current clients. I've looked at the ones I've thoroughly enjoyed working with. I've looked at my client base as a whole. My current client base is 80% female. And I want to focus on that because I feel like that's an area of the market I can really help with. Now, that's not to say that I won't work with guys and that I don't want to help gents, because I can and I do, and I get great results for them, and I do enjoy working with them. Hopefully, you know, they will come and they will be attracted by what is available through Selling Without Sleaze. But my focus on the new messaging, on the new offer is women. With that in mind, at the beginning of next month, I will be launching a new offer designed for women who want help creating their version of what I'm calling true wealth. So we're talking, people talk around six-figure businesses, passive income businesses, course-based businesses, all these different business structures that they talk around, and goals and aims and appearances. And what I want to do is actually look and start with what my ideal customer wants. What do they want and what is currently lacking from their business? And how the techniques and the approaches that I've been using over the last, well, 5-6 years, but predominantly honing within the last 18 months to 2 years with my new clients, has been around creating that version of wealth and having control over that, the lead generation, the hours they work, a control in a whole over their business. They feel in control, they feel like they know what's happening, they feel like it's predictable. Position where they are enjoying their business, they are happy with it, they know where it's going, and they feel that they are able to move it and adjust it as they may want to. So, you know, it's around their version of what wealth looks like to them, whether that be time, money, lifestyle, or all three. So what's going to happen about Selling Without Sleaze? As I mentioned a few podcasts ago, I am already running ads on Amazon to help attract people who are searching for sales support, who are open to sales training, those people who want to improve their selling and they want to learn to sell without sleaze. It will continue to support those who are actively seeking sales support, including that back-end training that people have been getting up to so far. There's going to be a strong focus, though, on sales skills. So it's going to be like, you know, if you want help with your sales skills, if you want help with that sales side of stuff, that's brilliant and that's where it fits. If you want help on the wider side of business, if you want to go beyond sales skills and in core sales and getting people into the sales process, then that's when it's going to be more relevant to look at the other offer. So this podcast and the group will form part of that customer journey. It will help people with this new offer. So the podcast will be getting a makeover and a new name, as will the Facebook group, if you're not already a member of that. So sit tight and watch this space. If you want to get in on the information, there'll be further information in the group's name, Selling Without Sleaze. And so, you know, pop onto that Facebook group and get involved there. I want to share with you as much as possible this journey so that you can learn from it. You can obviously take away from that things that I may look to do differently next time, as I'll be sharing the entire experience with you. People do these sorts of things all the time, but people rarely share. And so I'm really keen to be as transparent and sharing as possible. And so that if you go through a similar process, if you think, you know what, things aren't quite where I want them to be, there's no need to sit tight. You don't have to just put up with it. You don't have to think, okay, well, this is the direction it's going in, if it's not what you want. Or if you are thinking, you know what, I could make my life easier, which is where we were with this case, then, you know, it might take a bit of effort. It might take a little bit of explaining and an updating of people, but it is all very, very doable. So sit tight, watch this space. I am super excited to have you along for the journey and to share this with you. And I can't wait to share these steps over the next few weeks. So stay tuned, guys, and I will speak to you soon. Bye for now.